transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
So today is the first day of the Triodion, the first day of the next 10 weeks of the greatest journey of our life, our journey to the resurrection of Christ. And each year, the church reminds us of what is necessary on that journey. And so this story is familiar to us, the publican and the Pharisee, the publican who is the sinful tax collector, and the Pharisee, the supposedly religious zealot. And so the Pharisee goes into the temple, as the scripture tells us, and it says he prays with himself. He's justifying himself to himself. He says, "Oh God, thank you. I'm not like all those other sinners. And I've been thinking lately, what if we were to slightly rewrite this gospel for the year 2021? It might sound something like this. Thank you, God. I'm not like all those other sellouts. I come to church wearing my mask properly. I sit exactly 6 feet and 1 inch between myself and the next person. I don't kiss the icons. Thank you, God, I'm following all the rules, not like those other people in the third row who have their mask halfway down." Or it might sound like this. Thank you, God, I'm not like all those other faithless people. I don't believe that masks are necessary. I think that coming to church being careful shows that I have no faith. Thank you, God, I'm not like those other faithless people. That's what I have been hearing for a whole year now. We have been busy justifying ourselves to ourselves. In this morning's gospel, it didn't matter that the Pharisee had followed all of the rules. Following the rules is not what is bad in this morning's gospel. Following the rules is a blessing. Where the Pharisee missed the point was that he thought he was better than everybody else because he followed the rules. He thought he was superior, and he even identified the person in the back. And then we have the sinful tax collector who enters the church, cannot even raise up his eyes to heaven, because he recognizes his own sinfulness. The Lord says, he is the one who went home justified. My brothers and sisters, We have to stop comparing ourselves to everybody else. Because whether or not we follow all the rules, I guarantee you there's someone out there following them better than we are. So what's the benefit of being so proud that we cross every T and dot every I? That's not Christianity. That is not the love that God shows to us. Because there'll always be someone doing it better. So if the only person who's going to get into heaven is the perfect one, then I guess we're all going in the other direction. It took a conversation with a little boy yesterday to be reminded that every one of us sins. Little boy asked me, "What is sin, Father?" In trying, of course, to make it relevant for his particular age, I said, "Sin is making a mistake." "Do you sin?" he asked me. Now imagine the priest having to say, "Yes, I do." I know that's a surprise to most of you. I know you think I'm the one that doesn't sin in this whole group. But it took this very honest little boy to bring in front of his parents the truth. Each and every one of us is a sinner. None of us is better than anybody else. And if we're going to benefit anything from the next 10-week journey, let's begin there. Let's begin remembering that we are sinful, that we need God's love, and that we are no better than anybody else. And then we can open our hearts to the message of the church these next 10 weeks that's going to guide us step by step, week after week, as we get closer to Pascha. So when we are gathered in the church this year and we light our lambada and we sing Christos Anesti, we will be filled with joy that God has given us another year in His church. A year, frankly, that was taken away from us last year. But we're no better than anybody else. Let's begin to live life in that genuine love. And God will justify us and welcome us into heaven. And we'll be able to walk that journey to Pascha in humility and repentance. Because until we accept that we have to change, we will be unable to follow God into heaven. Have a good strength, have a good triodion, kalo triodio. May God's wisdom, the guidance of the church, and the protection of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us in this journey. Glory to God for all things. As far as they could bear
it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.